Love catching up with Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart this time every second Tuesday. Morning, Claire. How are you?
Wilco and Ali, I'm well, thank you. And you?
Oh, we're excellent because we're having a whole ball of fun in here this morning. And Ali and I have been discussing the Christmas spirit. I really, you know, I'm saying you shouldn't be even mentioning Christmas till December 1, but it is a month out. And I know you're about to launch the Mayor's Christmas Appeal, which is very important.
Yeah, look, it's the first time we've done this. So I'm so proud to be involved. The Mayor's Christmas Appeal is being launched today. And this is supporting four local charities: Lifeline, Santa's Helpers, Salvos and U-Turn, so important, all of them, to our community. And we're asking the community to give gift cards these charities. I'm thinking off with donating $500 worth of gift cards, and I'd ask the community, however small, just to get behind it, because, as we know, COVID has really impacted so many of us, and it's going to be a very tough Christmas for many of our residents. So I'd ask everyone to get behind and show that the spirit of Christmas, and that ain't however small, but really appreciate the community support on this one.
Well, if there's ever been a year to kick off a Mayor's Christmas Appeal, Claire, I think this is it. So that, I'm sure that's going to be really well embraced by the community. How, moving on to schoolies, how is everyone coping?
Look, I have to really commend the Queensland Police and Council staff. I mean, some of our staff have just been going above and beyond the call of duty. You know, a couple of hours sleep, they've been working, you know, to clean up the beaches, to have them open as soon as possible for our residents. So, look, you know, hats off. And this isn't just, this has been a really collaborative effort between Queensland Police, Noosa Council, Red Frogs, Queensland Ambulance, Hastings Food Association, Tourism Noosa, you know, leading up to this week. Because, look, you know, we can't stop the kids from coming. But, you know, our responsibilities are to try and ensure the safety of everyone, and also to really be mindful of how important our environment is. So, you know, I'd ask the kids to be respectful and mindful of our environment that we all here in Noosa hold so dear. So
the majority of kids are being good. The majority are being good, so, you know.
Look, and the police, that's right, and that's what the police, that's what the briefings are coming in. Yeah. You know, we have had some litter and rubbish on the beaches. But, you know, as I'd really, we've got extra bins out. I'd just ask all the kids to use them and clean up like you would at home, and because, you know, the beaches are and the rivers are.
Maybe better than they do at home.
Certainly better if they were my kids, that's for sure.
Exactly. And that's the one thing you've got to say to these kids is that, would you do it at your mum's place? No.
Correct.
So
My kids might say yes.
I know. I was just going to say, I think maybe that's not the way to frame it. Claire, there's an important North Shore Fire Info session happening tomorrow.
Yeah, look, absolutely. This is for the residents of the North Shore and Tiwa, just in regard to fire preparedness and information concerning their communities. Obviously, they were very affected last year in regards to the fires. So this is just about informing them, and it's an information evening, and I'll be attending it, and I believe other representatives will be as well.
Looking forward to that. And I've got to mention too, Oriella Bridge, there's still more works. I think one lane closure between 9 and 3. Is it happening most days between now and next week?
This is for this week only.
Yep, okay.
It's because the last pedestrian railing's installed, and we have to wait. The contractors had to wait for it to come out of customs, and it's finally arrived. So they just need to close that one lane to make sure it's safe to work. However, the good news is once this is finished at the end of the week, that means the bridge is completely finished, which is wonderful for residents.
All right, Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart, thank you so much. Have an awesome day and an awesome week.
Thanks, Wilco. Thanks, Ali. You too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Can I just say, I love so much that your name rhymes with your title.
Oh.
It was destined. It was meant to be.
It was. We were lucky in that respect when we were. It was a good campaign cry when we were campaigning.
Yeah, that's right.
We were lucky.
Yeah. Claire Stewart, a good egg, and represents Noosa beautifully. In fact, if you get a chance, head to the Noosa Facebook page. Claire does regular videos about what's going on, so you're always informed about what's happening in the community, which is so awesome.